silence their cell phones, please. You have to take a call, just step outside. And I'll ask Michelle to lead us in the pledge.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to introduce the board. Start to my right.
My name is Robert Knox.
Ken Dayton.
John Delabos.
Michelle Fenway.
And staff.
Stephanie Hicks, Winchester Secretary.
So it's not martinis.
No.
We have a moment now for comments from the general public just regarding tonight's agenda. We'll have another period after the applicants speak to comment on the specific applications. Next item, approval of the minutes from our May 30th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And again, I'll motion to approve the agenda for tonight.
I so move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
No informational items. We have four planning and zoning items. I'd like to take item number four out of order and do that one first, since one and three are very similar. So, jumping into item UC-0403-17, Shift Enterprises. This is a use permit for a supper club and a waiver of development standards for reduced parking for an existing commercial building on 1 acre in H1 limited resort and apartment zone in Mudhorn Overlay District, generally located on the southeast corner of Las Vegas Boulevard South and Convention Center Drive in Winchester. Is the applicant present?
Yeah.
Okay, please step forward, state your name and address. Yeah.
My name is Sandra, and I'm this guy in West Seattle. Can you say me that?
You can speak with him. Yeah, speak to us.
It's all good.
My name is Sandra, I'm going to see him. I should be last time, so I'm going to talk to one of his contractors, the chief of the council. This one is church applied, but we got an issue with it. We decided to get this place.
So you're just moving locations within the same center?
We still want to keep that one out of the this is
okay. And the reason you said it's so you can have outside dining?
No. Okay. We don't want, no. We apply for outside dining for the existing location.
I see.
I got the permit and I got everything, but the last minute say no. You guys can do it.
Okay.
So That was giving there a lot of issues with that tenant. So that's when my boss decided to get another location. We find this location.
I have a question. So you're switching locations because it makes better business sense. In your justification, it says that the reduced parking is justified because it's a high foot traffic.
Yes.
So if it's a high foot traffic, do you anticipate?
Because most of the people that get in there is walking. It's walking. No, it's a lot of people just walking to the street, doesn't 18-wheeler to bring them out of Pikes.
Okay. And that's typically just what you've seen, like tourists walking from the convention center and such? Okay.
Yeah, because that's what we see in the location there. This is like a toll is already like 100 feet away. So.
That makes sense.
Any other questions, comments? Do you want to make a motion? Comments or concerns from the general public on this application? No?
A motion to approve?
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, next application, Lucy 0387-17, Mersha and Dalit Chu, Department of Conservation, Separate Property Trust, et al. This is a use permit for a marijuana establishment in conjunction with an existing dispensary within a commercial building on 1.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Desmond Road, 290 feet west of McLeod Drive in Winchester. And the applicants are here.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Hardeen. Along with me is Adam Cohen, who is one of the principals of Hardeen. Should there be any questions you would like for him. First, I have an aerial map just identifying the location. It's at 2900 East Desert Inn, basically just west of McLeod Road, literally a few hundred yards from where we're sitting right now. We have an approved dispensary use there. To our knowledge, there have been no complaints. He's been operating for quite some time now, obviously looking forward to the potential of co-locating with the recreational retail side. We do have an improved floor plan. Wanted to show you, it is in one of the suites, suite 102. Just one quick correction on the, with respect to the staff report we talked to Rob Minsky about. The original plan was for 3,200 square feet, which is what is in your backup, and then it showed a future expansion area of 1,500 feet. That was part of the original approval for about 4,900 square feet. We've confirmed with planning staff that that was part of the original portion of it, and we just asked that be carried forward with the ability to have that 1,500 foot expansion, which you can see is one of the adjoining suites here. With respect to the use, you can see interior. We have essentially very clean, nice looking facility. It is actually, when you walk in, it looks very much like almost like a jewelry store. Very nice display cabinetry, menus up, great queuing system in there. Obviously, as you can see from the site plan, secured, you have the entryway or reception area. You know, showing today a client or a medical card and gain access to the back and have your options. We are in compliance with all the state regulations, local regulations, with respect to the conditions of approval. We agreed to the 6-month review, and we've already actually have submitted our odor plan to the county for their review and consideration and approval. So with that, we'd be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Is this in the Desert Orthopedic Building?
It's in the Discovery Dental Building.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you were reading that the correct way. The entrance is here.
Yeah,
you walk
right.
To the lobby and then through a secure door
secure
you gain access to
right. And
the
this
retail
is the column
floor.
Up there. Or
yeah.
This is around the L area.
Okay.
Fully secured building, Latin metal shutters, surveillance cameras, we have armed security during operating hours. We've had no problems.
Yes, yeah, I forgot this.
So you're in here currently in this space as it is now, or this will be as it will be?
That's how
that
it is now.
Is
okay,
current.
And so basically this is just in for later for growth.
Correct. Yes.
Okay,
we're using
you.
That area for offices right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed with some of the same finishes as the retail space and again for future expansion.
Okay.
How long have you guys been in business at the as a medical dispensary?
We opened on November 11th of last year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think this is obviously relatively new to everybody, and we're going to be seeing a lot more of it. And it's the wave of the future. There's really no getting around it. I'm sure there's going to be some interesting comments from the public, and everyone's got strong opinions on stuff like this, but it's nice to see the established medicinal dispensaries getting into the retail business, because they have, you guys have a little experience already, and those are my comments on it. It seems to be pretty cut and dry. I can't imagine much will change with your facility other than getting busier.
We hope.
I have just an observation which I thought was kind of interesting. On all three proposals that are coming before us today, staff has no recommendation, which I think is kind of interesting, because on the supper club they recommended, and staff normally recommends approval or denial, but here they don't seem to want to weigh in. Did you notice that?
Yeah. I'll take a quick stab at that. It is consistent with 3 years ago, when you saw all the dispensary applications, cultivation, production, all of the medical things coming through in the spring of 2014. Staff basically said, here's the facts, you guys make your decision, we're not going to weigh in on a recommendation of approval or not, but here are some conditions that would be advisable, and that I believe is basically what staff is taking the same position 3 years later.
And we did have an expedited process for this back in 2014 and now. So we're just trying to get the reports done, give all the facts, and then the commissioners will look at it based on as a retail use rather than as a medical use.
My only concern, I think, is really security for obviously yourself, your staff, and your customers. You guys, obviously security, is it 24-hour secured?
Well, we have armed personnel there during the operating hours, and they're there before we open and after we open to escort staff in, just to monitor the property, to escort staff. And any remaining guests at the end of the evening, for example. So we take them directly to their car.
And then after that, the building is just locked down like a regular building?
That's correct.
Even even more so, you can't see on this elevation does not depict it, but we do have a rolling gate that comes down over it to add further security.
All windows and doors that are relied in metal shutter, so it's virtually impenetrable. And in the back where we had glass block originally, that was sealed, it's now cement. We have interior and exterior video surveillance.
Okay. And you guys are just a dispensary, not a grow or anything else going on there?
This is only a dispensary.
Alright. How often are you with the delivery, I guess? I would imagine that needs to be a pretty secure process.
So the way that for product intake?
Yeah.
So the way that works is a vendor will notify us in advance of arrival. They'll be met by security and escorted through a separate secure entrance.
So you can see right here is a wall. This is for when you get back from when you're in the actual dispensary area. This is a separate wall, a separate delivery secure area, completely separate from the public. So it's through its own secure location.
And when you're in the facility as a guest, there's no visibility on what's happening sort of behind the scenes as to where any cash or product is stored.
I do have a couple questions. So my first question is, this is owned by a property trust, and then you guys are renting it out. Do I understand that correctly?
The building, the real estate is owned by the reference trust. And so we have a long-term lease with a purchase option.
So, and correct me if I'm wrong, but if we grant the approval and let's say you guys move to a different location, that approval to be a retail marijuana would still be with that property?
In this case,
it follows the dispensary.
Okay.
In this case, that's a little bit of different nuance
compared to
other use permits where they do actually run the land. This one is more, it's kind of carved out its own.
insurance.
And we're not markets where we live.
And yeah, they've got significant investment in the area where, yeah, that's not one of their options. But no, it really was his use permit, his license. That.
Yeah, because it seems like you guys know what you're doing, but if you guys picked up shop, it's when else rolled in and say, hey, I have this permit, I'm just going to open it, and didn't have security, that would be a concern. My second question slash comment is, I actually live at the Palms on Sahara, and there's 3 dispensaries within a mile walking distance. And that has actually increased the foot traffic of undesirable people. So that's kind of a concern for myself, is you get tourists showing up who are intoxicated or rude. And do you see that happening here, because it is located close to the strip, increased foot traffic from the strip? Because I'm assuming most of your clientele is not from Winchester.
Well, actually, the vast majority of our clientele at this point, they are locals, and we expect, because we're within striking distance of the strip, if you will, it's not walking distance.
Okay.
So I anticipate that our guests will be 50-50, 60-40 between local residents and tourists.
Because that's my concern, because where I live, it's a lot of tourists, and it makes the area undesirable.
It's a little bit too far to walk from here to the strip.
Yeah,
we're literally
like
right around the corner.
Yeah, we walk to the mall sometimes.
I mean,
okay. Those are my questions.
The crime area, crime reports listed as 190 reports filed by Metro in 60 days, so that's basically more than 3 a day.
Yeah, and that is in a large geographic area.
1 mile radius.
Yeah, it's not specific to use. We don't have we have no incidents at all. So we fortunately have not contributed to that statistic.
Well, that's good. That was my main question.
Yeah, so we don't have any at our location.
Especially
but it is
what you said.
Like
you
said,
yeah.
It's a mile radius, so it's a pretty good, you know, it's it's a good swath of area. So
okay.
I have one question.
Yes.
Odor control was mentioned here. Have you guys taken steps for that?
We have, and in fact, we've already submitted our odor plan to the county for their review and consideration.
So
and the reality, so
that means your neighbors won't make your neighbors high? Is that the idea?
and just the way we operate in terms of procuring product through third-party vendors that are 99% of the time coming in pre-packaged and sealed packages, we just don't, odor's not an issue for us.
Do you currently have patients using medicine on the premises?
No, that's prohibited.
Okay.
And strictly prohibited.
Yeah. And you remember, we were talking about the dispensary, so we're not the cultivator of production, which is really where some of the main order concerns have generated from. We're on the retail side of the medical portion right now, hopefully the retail of the...
That's why they're in Corona.
Some of them are. They're part of it, yes.
I know,
yeah. Exactly.
Any other questions from the board?
I would just like to clarify, because I do live in the area where there's 3 dispensaries. So you guys live surrounded by commercial, which is actually ideal, I think. Do you see any impact on the people who are living in apartments close by, or is it they? So I guess I'll rephrase. So you're not allowed to smoke marijuana on the premises, because I've seen that at some locations.
That is prohibited by law. So people are doing it, they're doing it in violation of law. We haven't had any problems with that. Certainly if we saw somebody, we would immediately shut that down. And they'd be told to leave the property.
Okay.
They have too much at stake to let things like that, you know.
Okay. So it's surrounded by commercial. You guys shut down any people who are smoking. What's your hours of operation?
So right now we are operating from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
Once adult use is launched, we intend to operate from 10 a.m. until midnight.
Okay.
I believe the state law permit, Clark County permits us to operate from 7 a.m. to 3 a.m.,
okay.
But we're not looking to be open as extended hours.
And how is the process for retail going to be different? Because my understanding was with medical, you had to get a doctor's referral and validate it that way. Now anyone who's 18 or older could show up at the dispensary with an ID and...
It's 21. So
okay.
much the way you would go into a liquor store and buy alcohol. It would be the same process. We'll have to validate the ID, authenticate it to the best of our ability, and then they'd be permitted to purchase up to 1 ounce per transaction or an equivalent of other derivative products.
And my last question, and sorry, I'm not that familiar with it. I just know that I can't walk at night across those type of areas. The reason why we're so concerned about security is because it is known that banking systems aren't allowed for marijuana because it's prohibited at the federal level. Do you see an increased issue with that since your demand and potential clients will increase? Like, how will you securitize that and prevent against money laundering or anything nefarious?
Not just that, how will you not be a target?
Yeah, that's one of the great challenges for the industry as a whole. General lack of access to banks. We are fortunate, we do have a bank relationship, so we don't sit there and store lots of cash on property. We're very cognizant of that and the security risk that that potentially poses. Less of a concern for us. We've been, and I've been in this business for 4 years, so not my first time doing this. So we recognize, we'll try to work around this increased risk.
And just one other thing I'd add to that. 3 years ago, when this dispensary was actually allotted, along with that application at both the state and local level, was a security plan that had to be shown. That was part of the examination process and ultimately award of these dispensaries. So they went through that. There's a security plan that, you know, Mr. Cohen has to follow as well. That's on file at the state and local levels too.
Okay. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from the public? I'll make a motion to approve pending staff conditions.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much. And an open invitation to come visit us if you'd like a tour and see how one of these facilities operates. I'd be happy to.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah,
that
because
really interesting.
I would like to understand the process.
Absolutely. I'll give you my business card.
Especially since we're in our neighborhood.
Yeah, because yeah. I could tell you the dispensary across the street, when me and my husband walk by, it reeks of marijuana. So it's good to hear that you guys should be down. It's in the city of Las Vegas, so.
Well, please come by anytime.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. There's three on Sahara.
Okay, next item. Item we see a dash. 0389-17, this is Vegas Godspeed LLC. Use permit for a marijuana establishment in conjunction with an existing dispensary within an existing commercial building on 0.7 acres in the C1860 zone, generally located on the north side of the Desert Inn, 635 feet west of Maryland Parkway, over in Winchester. Gospel action.
Do you need to eat some or no?
And the applicants
are
present.
Hello.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is Corey Reed. And we appreciate John risking his life for this.
Just remember that next time I need you.
Okay. I'm an attorney. I represent the applicant. My address is 701 South 9th Street in Las Vegas. This is Michael Alvarez. He's the director of operations for this dispensary and the others that are operated by the company that owns the applicant. This is located on Desert Inn, 1130 Desert Inn, about 600 feet from Maryland Parkway, between Maryland Parkway and Swenson.
Perfect, thanks.
It's in an area zone C1, which allows these kind of uses. In fact, it's much less intense than some of the other uses in the vicinity. It's on a major arterial Desert Inn. If you saw the staff report, it indicates that trafficking impacts are minimized due to the fact that it's fully developed and the infrastructure exists to deal with the traffic. It has more parking than is required by the code. The location meets all the separation requirements of the code. It's an existing dispensary. It's been open since October. Hasn't had any complaints that we're aware of, and your joint takeover report, the staff report, indicates the same. And this is an experienced operator. When Nevada went through this competitive process, nobody received more certificates to operate a dispensary than these guys. They have two in the county that are operating, one in the city of Las Vegas, one in the city of Reno, a sister store in Oakland. And in each case when they, these are competitive processes, and they always rank near the top of the pile when the merits of what they prefer was considered. We reviewed the staff conditions and we will accept them. And we're here to answer your questions.
How long is your Oakland business, or is it Oakland working at?
Almost 5 years.
Okay.
What hours do you intend to operate?
We want to go from 9 a.m. to midnight.
One thing I didn't mention too that I should have, because of the concern you expressed about security. This was formerly a bank.
Yeah, I knew that.
And so it has all the infrastructure that existed when the bank was there. I don't think there's a more secure dispensary on planet Earth, probably. And their safety plan was accepted. It was submitted originally 3 years ago.
Yes.
Any more questions?
I do. I see that it's next to multi-family housing. To the south side, and since it's on Desert End, I'm assuming there's a bus stop, like across the street or on the street.
When the medical dispensaries were considered, one of the primary factors was access for patients, and one of the reasons the company chose this location is because of that, because bus access proximate to it, because it's. Down the street from Sunrise and all the medical.
But there's a special hospital on the corner, isn't
right
there?
Right next door. Well, not next door. There's a Bank of America, and then
on the corner.
The corner, right? There is multifamily across the street. There's also, though, some very intense retail commercial uses. There's tavern, liquor store, convenience market, and gas station.
Boulevard Mall.
It's in a pretty intense place.
I would say this: where I live at the Palms is because I go to school. That doesn't mean I shouldn't be in a secure location where there's not drug paraphernalia or undesirable people where I can't access the bus. That's kind of where my concern is coming from.
And I agree. And they, as I said, it's a very secure location. They have 24/7 security on site, and they haven't had any complaints, and that's because they follow the law, which prohibits on-site consumption, both when it was now during the medical phase of this, and then if it goes retail, the same will apply. So there's no consumption here. And I think you should think of it as another retail use. People will come buy something and then have to go somewhere else to use it.
You know, I posed it to my brother. He lives in La Quinta, which is a very nice part of California, and I mentioned marijuana to him, and he's like, well, I don't mind it being close by, but I don't want it in my neighborhood. I don't, you know, just like if you go to the nice areas of town, you don't see liquor stores on every single block. So that's a concern of mine. And you mentioned security. Is it within the facility? Is it on the perimeter? What type of steps do you guys take if you see someone smoking a joint outside the facility but still on the property?
It's both inside and out. Our team does a 10-minute circle of the building, inside and out, so they're doing the checkpoints. And so they're making sure that they're going in their cars, they're not consuming all the way up in the garbage cans, there's no one out hiding. And then throughout the building as well. So they check every point of our building within 10 minutes, inside and out.
And do you have a bus stop right in front of your building, or is it really not right in front?
I don't think it's right in front.
No, it's not right in front, it's down, I don't know how far away it is.
It's on the south side of the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
3 years ago I knew that when somebody asked, but I had forgotten how far away it is. And to address your concern, I agree with everything you said. But if this is a legal use, it has to be in an appropriate place where there are similar intense uses. And I think that it's hard to argue that this isn't such a place. That's why it's zone C1.
Well, the other place was surrounded by commercial property. This is surrounded by residential too and multifamily. So on the north side, you have single family residential developments and golf. And then on the south side, you have multifamily. It's still residential.
No, I know. I wasn't contradicting you. I was just telling you.
I'm more concerned about the multifamily housing because they typically don't have good lighting or security. So.
Well, this facility enhances security in the neighborhoods. Before it existed, there wasn't 24/7 security patrolling the site. Now there is. It was a vacant building for a period of time. Now it's not. And the cameras and the fencing and the lighting that existed to secure a bank is now used to secure this facility. So I think, notwithstanding the fact there's multifamily use in the area, the people that live there are more secure because of this, not less secure.
What type of lighting do you have on the facility? Like external outdoor lighting, because you're going to be open till midnight?
Yeah, we have up lighting in the front of the building. We have lights around, down lighting under the this section here.
Okay.
There's all down lights, there's up lighting here. There's lights around the whole building and in the back of the building as well. It's hard, the pictures are dark, but there's lighting in here all the way around. And then there's a drive through here that also has lighting.
And this is the multi-family residential, right?
Correct.
How would the drive-through operate?
There isn't. It's all open concrete over. There's just an overhang where there was a drive-through.
Okay.
That's actually quite innovative drive-through.
I've seen drive-through liquor stores in some places.
Yeah, me too. That's why I
put it. Board, have any more questions? Any questions or comments from the general public?
I'm going to go through the
set conditions. Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I move to deny.
Wait, what?
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was your name, sir?
My name is Rory, R-O-R-Y-R-E-I-D.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, moving along. Slide number 3, UC-0405-17, Sahara Times Square LLC et al. Use permit application for a marijuana establishment in conjunction with an existing dispensary within an existing commercial building on a 1.8 acre portion of an existing 16.4 acre shopping center in a C2 zone in MUD 2 overlay district, generally located on the southeast corner of Maryland Parkway and Sahara Avenue.
I'm David Goldwater. We run Inyo Fine Cannabis Dispensary. This is my partner, Chris Olson. The two of us were both born and raised. Well, I was born and raised, born at Sunrise Hospital, went to school at Gorman High School, graduated from UNLV along the way. Gorman High School, my friend Chris went to Fremont Junior High School, which is very nearby. Also went to Gorman, Old Gorman, that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both graduated from UNLV. We now own the dispensary that's on the corner of Maryland Parkway and Sahara. Some of you that have been here a while may know it as the old Blockbuster video site. For fun, I just put a little before picture of what the inside of it looked like back then. That space sat vacant, as you may know, for 7 years.
Yes.
Blockbuster, for you, those of you that are young enough, or all of you that are young enough, those were called videotapes. When we had date nights in those days, we would go get our tapes rather than Netflix and the like. We're not asked for any just waiver of design standards or anything like that. We have improved the neighborhood, I think, considerably, as you can tell from the before pictures to the after. The security is maintained, not only maintained, but improved. We have mall security in there. This backs up to the Smith's Food King there. We have video cameras both that face east, that faced west, and also face north. We have had no incidents. However, we have helped police us on several occasions, from everything from purse snatching to other crimes that have been occurred within the shopping center. They've come in. We've got pictures of the perpetrators. We've forwarded those to the police to help them in their investigation and prosecutions of those crimes. We've paid over $100,000 in taxes. We've participated in the community. We believe we've been a benefit to the neighborhood. We were the second dispensary opened in Southern Nevada. So we've been here and been in that location quite some time. We're here to answer your questions.
I remember that because I was the one of the people who voted in favor of an improved sign for you guys because I thought the sign would, that was proposed was ridiculously small. it looked stupid. That was the whole thing. I didn't care about whether it was big or small. It just looked stupid on the building.
It's so funny because we appreciate your interest in that because as the process has gone on, the waiver of design standards and the things that people thought were important aren't as important for those that have opened since. And I know where you live, and we have no control over what they had at the city. We thought the state law was going to help us make sure that these locations were dispersed. We obviously had no control over that. It didn't. And I think that's unfortunate.
The
city just is Miss Thorough, I think, is the county.
Yes, actually. And I do want to commend you on that because I actually walk to that Smith's by myself. And I do notice a difference in security. Mm-hmm. And the difference in residential at this dispensary versus the previous one is the one that's next to this is completely gated with its own security. So that gives me great comfort. If you could talk about, you said you gave back to the community too in the local area?
We Veterans Village, which is right down the street on Las Vegas Boulevard, we contributed monthly to them to the tune of at least 500, sometimes 1,000 a month for a period of time that we could. That was over a year. And every Veterans Day, everything we sell for a particular product, we give to Veterans Village. We've had the Veterans Village Arnold Stock come over and he's toured us. He's been a great supporter of ours and we're honored to have supported him as well. Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning as well that directly west of our location to the pad west, which was also vacant, we did not take down. But since we moved in, Domino's Pizza came in. Mm-hmm. I like to call that the domino effect, but that's just because
I call it the munchie effect.
Vertical integration, some might say.
In regards to your security patrol, I do notice that sometimes in front of Smith's around midnight, it's not as safe, but that's not part of your jurisdiction. I guess what I'm trying to ask is, what is the external security patrol?
So Smith's owns that building. The rest of the mall, mm-hmm. we share security with, and then we also have our own security on site inside. But directly in front of Smith's, that is interesting that you saw that. They own it. The rest of the center doesn't. So. We're not responsible for it. Obviously, we'd like to see it cleaned up. It helps us.
We're security lax.
Yeah, we. But trying to talk to Smith is not easy for us. Maybe you can help us on that. How's that?
I mean, security is lax. I shop there all the time.
It's just tough.
We're going to improve on it. I think our current hours of operation are from 10 o'clock to 8 o'clock. We tried being open till 10 o'clock. It was not necessarily a business decision as it was a security decision. We didn't think that was great, but as you can hear, our competitors are all staying open till midnight and the like, and I don't think we'll be as competitive if we don't stay open those hours. And because we're going to be staying open those hours, I think we're going to be adding security to that neighborhood as well.
And for security for us, so the whole backside is Smith's, so there is no back to ours.
Mm-hmm.
We have three entrances and exits. All of them have man traps. Each one has panic buttons. We're linked to Metro. We have bars on all of the windows, and we have a separate one of the three entrances and exits is for product intake. So no customers see that or are involved in that process. So.
And is it cemented off from your location in Smith's? Because we were just discussing how Smith's is last.
Cinder block wall.
It's that wall right there.
Lastly, to be sure, when we moved in, the street, the sidewalk was a mess. We pay a vendor, clean that sidewalk. Our employees make sure that the shopping carts are moved to the degree we can. I mean, you want to talk about a Sisyphean effort. That is a challenging one to make sure that it's clean and a lot better than when we moved in. We want to make sure that our customers, as you know, I think one of our advantages is you can park right there and walk in. So that's inherent security where you're not walking long distances and we can see everything that's going on. I think that helps.
Well, there was a real disadvantage with security with the previous restaurant area being vacant, and then that being vacant too. It was that whole three quarters of that side was just empty. I think it was some pizza place before that too.
It was
Shakey's or something.
They tried a couple different concepts in there, and it was they just had a tough time.
My main concern with medical marijuana, as you guys probably picked up, is for someone who's living in the community that's not in the gated community, can they comfortably walk to and from the bus stop and their home? And I think you guys need that location as the first stop.
Sure, as you well know, that bus stop right there on the corner of Sahara Mountain Parkway on both sides of the street, extremely busy. Yeah. We accommodate people there, we walk them to and from the bus stop. I feel good. I think they're a lot more comfortable walking there now than before when we were. And as we move on, since we're here for retail, I think everything that we've done well only gets enhanced by the approval of the retail. And hopefully the approval of the retail.
Michelle?
I'm good too.
You're good? Okay. Great. I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
With staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you're free to come in. I'll give you my card as well. Yeah. We can tour.
Hopefully my husband could come too.
Oh, sure. Please.
It's good to understand the businesses in the area because some businesses like the one on Sahara towards the strip, I don't feel comfortable walking by
Thank
it.
So.
But that's in City of Las
Vegas.
Come
by anytime. Yeah. Chris and I are on site most times, so happy to meet your husband anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, so that wraps things up. If there's no general business, it looks like there's none on the agenda. There's a period now for comments from the general public. Any comments?
I'll try to get through. I wanted to say something, but you can bet that Metro is going to weigh in on this before they approve all of these. But I know that Commissioner Sisolak had talked about making sure that the businesses who don't do what they're supposed to do regulatory wise, whether it's smell or whatever, they have there's some kind of consequence, and they have to have accountability. And I know he's really trying to make sure that happens, or the community actually has the teeth to be able to do something if somebody doesn't do what they say they're going to do. So I just want to give you a little bit of comfort there.
Yeah, and I don't mean to sound like a nagging Nancy. I know it does bring business. It's just the one at 420 Sahara, like, I've walked by it multiple times. It smells like weed. There's people loitering around. So when we walk to the monorail, we don't walk on that thing. So I walk.
All right, great.